This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Matt Andrew. We're going to talk about heart rate variability, the importance of sympathetic and parasympathetic tone, and things that you can do to alter them. Then during the second hour, we're going to have a scientist on the show, Dr. Gary Lawrence. He's going to be talking about some recent research in the area of dietary saturated fat consumption, and if the scientific evidence really shows that saturated fat is bad for you. It's going to be an interesting conversation that maybe is going to keep some of the clinicians out there from bashing saturated fats in the future. But first, we're going to be joined by a natural bodybuilder named Raleigh Clay. How you doing, Raleigh?
I'm doing very well. How are you today?
Good. And we've got you on the show today to talk about one of our sponsors. But before we start talking about that, tell my audience a little bit about your career as a natural bodybuilder. How long have you been competing and how old are you?
Sure. I've been competing for about 2.5 years now. I'm 31. I got my IFBA pro card for all natural competition about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago maybe.
Okay.
And I've done 8 or 9 shows now. I turned pro on the second show that I did, and it's been an upward roller coaster. I'm ready for the downslide a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah, it takes a little time off, you mean?
To take some time off and maybe start winning some of these pro shows would be nice, too.
I gotcha. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the fact that you are natural. And obviously, that's a group that's sanctioned and tested so that the athletes really are natural. You have to use every edge and advantage that you can because you're not going to turn to drugs. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, correct. As a natural, one of the biggest differences between a tested show and an untested show, is, besides the drug testing, obviously, is the amount of size that you can gain naturally. We can get just about as lean as the other guys, maybe be a little bit harder for us, but we can get that lean. But the size is one of the biggest differences when you're not, injecting or taking synthetic supplements. So, that's probably the biggest difference as far as like, where you have your IFBB pros, then to your, all natural pros. And there's so many different natural organizations. It's become a bigger movement now. That people are starting to become more concerned about the long-term risks of anabolic steroids and such. So,
okay, well, with that being said, you have to work harder, and your nutrition has to be probably a bit more spot-on in order to gain that size. And one of the things that you use is Way Natural USA, which, by the way, I've explain to my audience that I exclusively use Way Natural now because I wanted to cut as much of the artificial sweeteners out of my diet as possible. And I'm a huge proponent of raw unpasteurized milk. So it seemed natural that I would use a whey protein that is, first of all, not heat pasteurized. Number two, comes from grass-fed, pasture-fed cows inside the United States. And as a result, is close to raw milk protein that you're going to get. But why do you use it? Okay, I explained why I use Way Natural. Explain to the audience why you use Way Natural.
Yeah, Way Natural, when I started using it, was an alternative to some of the other protein powders or any other protein powder out on the market, to where, they use a lot of artificial sweeteners and, there's so much stuff that they add to them that, to me, it kind of takes away from just the natural protein source that I was looking for. And you know, a lot of protein sources now are also going to, you know, whey isolates, getting away from the whey concentrate, which Whey Natural USA is. And to me, the whey concentrate keeps more of what whey protein actually is. And when you start processing it so much to where you're really getting away from, you know, what whey protein is. And so I think Whey Natural does a really good job of keeping the protein intact, especially since it's cold processed. A lot of the other protein powders out there are heat processed because it's a faster, more cost efficient method, but it denatures the protein somewhat, so you don't get the same kind of synthesis from the protein. So that's why I started using it. I was looking for a better alternative of a protein powder.
Okay, so what have you noticed since you've been using it? Have you noticed anything differently about your body, about your health, from when you were using the other less premium protein powders out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things to where when you look back and start trying to track what actually the differences you know, are when you change anything as a natural bodybuilder. When I change anything, it takes a while to figure out what actually changed, if anything. And, you know, with Whey Naturals, I started feeling better. I have Epstein-Barr virus, and it's something that I can never get away from. But with the Whey Natural, you know, it really helped out with my energy levels. And I don't know the science behind everything as far as that goes. So, you know, I don't want to jump and say that this is what changed everything, but I do notice that it's helped, since I started taking it, and I didn't change anything else. So, you know, Whey Naturals has really done, a really good job for me as far as, the change in protein powder. And like I said, that was the only thing that I changed about my diet. So, you know, it has had an effect on.
But do you eat corn, grain, or soy? Just out of curiosity.
I eat a lot of grain, actually. I'm not a big corn fan to begin with, so I don't do a lot of just corn. But you know, I do a lot of wheat, and although I don't have any kind of gluten intolerance.
Well, so, no, I understand that. But have you ever tried to eliminate grain from your diet? I'm just curious, and if so, what happened?
Yeah, I did try, you know, and it did nothing for me. And then, you know, there's a lot of research out there about the effects of gluten and you know, in grains. So it didn't do anything for me. People with a gluten allergy or a gluten intolerance, it will help to eliminate, you know, grains and gluten in general. So, but yeah, for me, it was nothing that helped me out at all. So,
okay, I was just curious. I was interesting.
Yeah.
Do you notice anything different about the protein synthetic response of do you feel like you've put on more muscle since you've been using Whey Natural, or is it just pretty much across the board the same in that area?
That's a really hard one to say, especially as a natural bodybuilder, because we don't gain much muscle in any short period of time. You know, I shoot for, if I can gain a pound to a pound and a half, maybe 2 pounds a year, I consider that really, really good muscle gain. So that's one thing that's really, really hard to track. You know, I have gained 2 pounds this year of what I would consider quality muscle. So in that respect, yeah, I do believe that the Whey Natural, you know, helped out in that sense, because it was the most muscle gain I've had since I turned pro anyway. So,
well, let me ask you,
right about the time that I started taking it.
How do you look, one of the things that I have been thinking more about, because I pay for my protein. I don't get it for free just because they're a sponsor. And as a result, it definitely is more expensive than the commodity level protein powders out there. So I've had to think about how I use my protein. You know, in the past, I would use protein powder 3 or 4 times a day as an alternative to real food, because I complain, well, my day is this and my day is that. But since I've been using Whey Natural, I've had to be a little bit more economical with the way I use protein. So the times I have to use my protein are pre and post workout. That's what I believe, and that's what I've done for decades. And the rest of the time I'm eating real food, which obviously means that I have to be a little bit more diligent about preparing food ahead of time and so on, which we all should be doing anyway. But do you do the same thing since you're using a premium protein? Do you not just use it willy-nilly? Do you specifically use it only as a quote-unquote supplement as it's made as opposed to a primary course?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I believe that any supplement is just that. It's a supplement to the diet. You know, I eat a pretty high protein diet. You know, I get about 225 grams of protein a day right now. So it would be really hard for me to eat that amount of food. You know, 10, 12 ounces of chicken at a time is about all I can stand. So with the way natural, it helps out to, you know, to supplement that so that I can get the amount of protein that my body needs to grow and to recover. So, yeah, I use it as a supplement. I take one shake in the morning, and I usually use three servings at a time. So I take one shake in the morning, and I usually do half a shake in the evening before bed, just to make sure I get, if I need it, to get the rest of my protein intake in there in the day.
Okay. All right. This is all good stuff. Do you recommend Way Natural to other people?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have plenty of training clients. And I've always recommended Way Natural. Not all of them use it. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those things. If you care enough about what you're putting into your body to want a premium protein, then it's something that you should invest the money into, as far as I'm concerned. It's not, you know, it's not like a carbohydrate to where, I mean, the body breaks down carbohydrates all the same. They all turn into glucose in the body. So, you know, different proteins in general break down differently and they synthesize differently in the body. So to me, having a premium protein that I'm going to supplement with, and for the rest of my clients as well, it's definitely something I recommend.
What's your favorite flavor?
I'm a strawberry guy.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed about the strawberry, I throw a scoop. Don't tell Greg because he gets mad at me when I do anything like this, because he says, oh, what are you heating it up for? I throw a scoop of it in my oatmeal in the morning, and one of the things I noticed right away, and I posted it on Facebook, it doesn't have any artificial color. So you don't have that synthetic strawberry color of pink in it.
Yep.
You know, it's really cool. Anyway, listen.
Yeah. You know, when I got my first jug of it, I actually called Carl and said, dude, I think you sent me vanilla.
Yeah, right.
Because it's the same color as the vanilla protein. It doesn't have any dyes. So.
Right. Yeah, it's very cool. Listen, Raleigh, I want to thank you very much for coming on and giving your vote of confidence to Way Natural there. It's a great product line. I hope the audience gets this and tries it. And also, good luck with your career, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Matt Andre on. We're going to be talking about heart rate variability and the importance of sympathetic and parasympathetic tone and things that you can do to alter them to be a better athlete. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Amnutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Amnutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Amnutrition. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Fat burner patch. So we really do have just a few more days left. If you do want to take advantage of the fat burner patch, I just realized how low my audio was. I'm sorry about that. I'm just not accustomed to these kind of mishaps right during the show.
And your patience while waiting for assistance.
Hey, that's we'll good to know.
As soon as possible.
Anyway, if you are interested in the free month trial of the Age Force fat burner patch, you better get to the Superhuman Radio website quickly. And click the banner ad. Use the coupon code BURNBODYFAT, all one word, to get a 30-day free trial of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. And I think, no, I thought Dr. Andre was there. He's still not there. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do this interview because it is an important one.
Your call is appreciated.
And guess what? My call is appreciated, and that's always good to know.
We'll be right with you.
So you want to be a radio show host, huh? This is what you have to put up with. Anyway, I can tell you the second half of the show is definitely going to be interesting. And hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Andre. We've been on the air. Actually, we had Shannon on the air, too, for a second there.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'm glad you're here. And I know that you're busy and you made special time to do this interview today because it's an important one. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. We got a new office and a new phone system.
I know.
I'm just learning it.
I know. Oh, I know that feeling. Right. You know what? You know what I hate? Why does Apple, iTunes, or any of these other companies, when you finally get used to using something, they always update the software or change the platform, and then you have to relearn everything all over again.
You know, I think they think they're making things easier. I think what they're really trying to do is keep things proprietary so no one can learn it and take it.
That's interesting. It's all about protecting their little fiefdom, I guess, anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to talk about something very, very important. We're going to talk about heart rate variability, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about sympathetic and parasympathetic tone. And we're going to talk about this in the context of two issues, both health and performance. First of all, it's always interesting to me, Matt, that when you and I talk, we always find out that we're both on the same path at the same time.
This is absolutely true.
So yesterday, Matt and I are talking just about something else. And he's like, I bought this new machine, and I've studied these new things. I'm taking new classes, and I'm like, Matt, I can't believe it. This is something that I'm interested in right now too. So let's start off with this first. What is heart rate variability? Why is it important?
Sure. Well, heart rate variability just means the variance we have between the lengths of our heartbeats, and it's not heart rate. Heart rate, of course, is how many beats you're having a minute. But within any given, you know, few second intervals, there should be a difference. In other words, the difference between a couple beats may be a second and a half, and then the next beat may be a second, the next one 0.8 seconds, the next one 1.4 seconds. And how variable your heart rate is tells you a whole lot about what is driving, from a nerve standpoint, your not only your heart function, but the rest of your body function at that time. It's been used for years, and most people actually have some connection to this and don't know it. And that's if you've had a baby in a hospital in the last 20 years, then the fetal monitor that they put on babies is a heart rate variability test. And that's how we get to tell if the baby is under stress during the delivery and labor process, and adults too, and those not waiting to be born.
Okay, so with that being the case, is it better to have a greater degree of heart rate variability, or is it better to have a more static heart rate variability where every beat is predictably this length from the one before it and the one after it?
I'm giving a flat answer to that may be a little misleading, but in essence, the more variable, in a way, the better. But you need both. When parasympathetic activity, which is your rest and digest, and that's the nerve system, is driving the boat, then you should have more variability in your heart rate. When your sympathetic takes over, then you have less variability, and the heartbeats come quicker and they're more regular. When you're driven by cortisol, it's flat. It doesn't move at all.
Really?
Yeah. And the ability to test the variability in heart rates in adults gives us a lot of information about sort of which of those systems are primarily driving at any point in time.
Okay, so let's talk about parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system for a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has a highly variable heart rate, but it's on the fast side, are they sympathetic or parasympathetic driven?
Well, if it's really variable, then it's likely that parasympathetic is driving more, or that they have a fair amount of parasympathetic activity. In other words, coming from the, as you and I talked about yesterday, the vagus nerve, which is the primary nerve input that controls a lot of the parasympathetic input to the heart. And I think before we talk about that, you know, and I know a lot of your listeners will know this, but we want to talk. We should talk a minute about, you know, why do we have a parasympathetic and a sympathetic nerve?
Yeah,
system?
Because one is the gas pedal, one is the brake, is it not? I mean, is that the? Yeah, go ahead.
Pretty much. I mean, parasympathetic nerve activity, which is part of the autonomic nervous system. You've got your somatic nervous system that like, you know, runs your muscles. It runs the information that comes that tells you you're in pain, or it tells you, you know, that your hand feels hot, things like that. The autonomic nervous system runs the basic background functions of your body. And there are two basic types of that. One is the parasympathetic, which is what is primarily driving when you're at rest. It's when you're not doing immediate activities needed for the body. The sympathetic nervous system is what kicks up when if you think about the book, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. he talks a lot about in that book about this, that, you know, your sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight response. It's supposed to go off when you're getting chased by a lion. And, you need all that extra blood flow to your muscles to get you to have activity. Your cortisol gets released from your adrenal glands so that you release, so that you mobilize glucose so it's available for your cells on an immediate basis.
Right.
And what happens in nature is you either escape the lion and then things calm down after a couple minutes, or you get eaten and you're dead, and either way, it's over in a couple minutes.
Right.
But as you and I know, we live in a way, and our society is such that we get sympathetic triggering constantly.
Right.
And it is one of the things that's killing us. You know, I really think, you know, when they talk about chronic disease, you know, the NIH, they list, you know, dozens of chronic diseases. In my mind, there's really only two, and that's nutrient imbalance and stress.
And I was just going to say, when we talk about sympathetic overactivity, we're really mm-hmm. talking about the stress response, which is chronic in Americans today, because the average American is always worried about something. I can't find my keys. I may lose my job. I can't make my house payment. Or do I have a disease? I mean, pick something.
Yep.
We're always worried about something. So we are really sympathetically driven, sympathetic nervous
yes.
system driven at this point in time, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, everything from money worries to family worries, we've created a culture that has stress and it is a background. And in fact, we're kind of lauded for it. And if people aren't stressed, we go, well, why are you so lazy?
Yeah. you're not working hard enough. Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
There's no value in peace any longer. If you're not,
no.
if you don't look like you're freaking out because you can't handle the day, people look at you like you're a slacker.
Absolutely.
But you know what's interesting? I know people who are quote unquote slackers. I know a guy who's in his 50s and really he's done nothing with his life. But he looks amazing. I'm being
exactly.
sincere, Matt.
I believe you. And there's something to be said for that. I remember when I was in medical school at Indiana University, we had a very tight connection with the medical school in Kenya. People over there were shocked when they would go and work because if like one of the oxygen tanks in the place didn't get filled up, then everybody just decided not to come to work.
Wow.
And we looked at that from the West and went, oh my gosh, everybody's so lazy and no one has dedication and da 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 da. And you know, colon cancer is unheard of there. You know?
right, exactly. So what do they know that we don't?
Right, and so it's about what you value as a society to a degree. But there's not much that, you know, I think one thing we do want to fight for is sort of finding ways to have more peace, you know, within our function. But now, you know, there are many ways you can, but heart rate variability is a way to actually quantify and measure the effects of this on your system.
Now, I want to take a break. I want to invoke the performance aspect, whether it be how it helps or hinders sympathetic and parasympathetic tone and heart rate variability, because this is going to change the discussion just a little bit, and then we'll get back on to the whole health situation. Dr. Matt Andrey runs a practice in Bloomington, Indiana. He's my personal physician. He's a brilliant physician. He's a rare physician. He's a physician that doesn't discount anything that stands to reason, that stands to critical thinking. We love people like Dr. Matt Andrey. You can go to his website. It's called AndreyMedicalServices.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. And supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andrew. We're talking about heart rate variability, its importance, the role of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, and we're going to talk about some things that you can do to help make sure that you are where you belong with heart rate variability. Okay, so let's talk about athletic performance for a second, Matt. Athletic performance is both influenced by and is influenced, and the heart rate variability is also influenced by athletic performance, back and forth. There's a dynamic exchange there. So the first thing I want to talk about is there is some evidence that the most extreme styles of training may actually cause problems in heart rate variability. We see this in people who have what's known as lone atrial fibrillation as a result of running marathons for years after years. Are you familiar with this at all? Matt, did we lose you? It must be something in the water today. Okay, so stay tuned. I'm going to get him back on. Hold on.
Why is it that when y'all see me at the party, y'all be looking like we a movie star? He ain't supposed to be out on the floor with everybody, but oh, wait, whoa, y'all forgetting when I'm around now.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. We're just having lots of technical difficulty, but we do have Dr. Andrew back on the line. Okay, Matt.
Storms cut our power.
Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay. All right, so here's the bottom line. Sympathetic and parasympathetic tone are influenced by and influence athletic performance. There are people out there who run marathons all the time, and as a result of that, they develop some idiosyncrasies about heart rate. They develop atrial fibrillation and so on. So what type of training is not good for heart rate variability, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I don't know if I would make that connection quite that tightly. At the risk of some confusion, you're absolutely right that if we think about another aspect of heart rate, not the variability, but the rate itself, in essence, we know that long distance runners and people that do a lot of endurance work will have a low heart rate. And in essence, that means that they're using up fewer heartbeats and they've got more sort of headroom, if you will, that when they need to mount a sympathetic response, they can. And I think that's where it's really important when we talk about athletic performance. What you want, we call that in essence power,
okay.
Your ability to mount a response. And then after the threat or the need for that high workload is gone, that you go back to that resting state.
because if you're under a sympathetic drive most of the time, then you have less headroom. You're closer to your max most of the time.
So the less you're using, the better. So in theory, if you are training and your training begets a lower resting heart rate, that is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
And the reason that really endurance athletes can get some arrhythmias at times is because they have so much parasympathetic drive that is slowing their heartbeat down and making it more variable, we should say, that there are the chances for other things within the heart that are electrically active to kind of come in and put in extra beats because there's a bigger pause between them.
Interesting.
And that's why they can get more arrhythmias. But on the whole, you're using up fewer heartbeats, the thing lasts longer.
Period. Okay. All right. Good. Very, very good point. Okay. So sounds like heart rate variability is critical to performance, but more importantly, having a greater degree of parasympathetic influence seems to be a better outcome for someone who is trying to be more athletically inclined.
That's right. That's exactly right. You want to, when you're resting, you want to fully be resting. If when you're resting, you're still under a lot of sympathetic drive, then you've got less ability to room, as it were, to mount a big response. And you're also burning up your turbos quicker.
Okay, so now what would you do with somebody who is getting too much sympathetic drive and you see their resting heart rate is 80 or 90 and you're saying, gee, you know, we have to alter this. Are there modalities? Are there interventions? Are there things that can be done?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, sort of I won't call it the ultimate, but the big one that most doctors or things will think of is they'll think about medication. But, as usual, and you're a genius at knowing this, Carl, that, you know, just covering up something and throwing a pill at it, is not an ideal type of treatment. We need to start to understand the reasons why things are the way they are, not just call it a disease and throw treatments.
Right.
We do the same thing. We look at, okay, why is the sympathetic nervous system so revved up? Is it doing it because you're on some supplements? You're on about too much caffeine. You're on, things that are artificially increasing it. Is it because you haven't, you know, if you haven't slept well, your cortisol levels and your sympathetic drive are going to be higher. So that's one of those other reasons that sleep is so important. If you have stressors going on with your relationships or with your work, then those things, you know, they don't make pills for that either necessarily. You got to get some of the stressors out of your life. And then there are a whole host of nutritional reasons.
I want to talk about something now because you've gone down the path I was hoping. So my audience knows that several months ago I was experiencing some changes in cardiac rhythm, especially when I was lifting heavy. My heart rate would slow down, but it wasn't slowing down. It was skipping important beats. And I would get lightheaded and so what I started to discover, and something was funny. I was sitting in your office one day and you said, you know, I just have this sense that your problem is related to oxygen. Remember that?
I remember that.
But neither one of us knew what it was until I discovered I recorded myself one night sleeping and realized that there were periods in the night where I was holding my breath for up to 43 seconds.
Amazing.
And so apnea. When I got, yes, I had the onset of apnea, but because I am a high performance individual, it shows up very early. If I was just an average desk worker, I could have gone years before realizing it. I would have compensated with caffeine and ignored it.
Yep.
But
yep. 5-hour energy drink.
Bingo. but because I'm a high performance individual, it shows up right away because I tax my body every single day. Well, I got my snoring straightened out and my heart rate changed back to normal. But here's what I discovered. If you snore, even moderately, and I've done this show, your body interprets that as you are being mildly asphyxiated at a time when you should be resting. So this drives the sympathetic nervous system for 8 hours a night. Sympathetic nervous system feels like it's under attack for 8 hours a night, and I predict it rewires the pulmonary system. So that just normal breathing the rest of the day, your heart's going, oh, here it comes again. We're going to lose oxygen. Oh, no, it's okay. And your heart's going faster and slower, skipping beats and going. This is what the heart does when it's programmed for 8 hours a night, that momentary asphyxiation may be something happening soon.
That's exactly right. In fact, there are some people that believe that that happens to a lot of us to some degree during the day. And they're doing work on, you know, repositioning the jaw. And the lower people who do a lot of TMJ work, dentists, oral surgeons do a lot of this work, And they have found things like anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and things getting better with doing nothing other than changing the position of the jaw, in essence, reducing the body's sense that it might be asphyxiating.
We're okay.
On the bubble of it.
Now we have to go into a break, and this time we're not going to lose Dr. Andrew because he's on his cell phone, and no, and there's no power.
Yeah, no worries.
But here's the thing: I want to leave people with the thought of one of the things that can have the most profound effect on sympathetic and parasympathetic appropriate tone is deep breathing. How many times a day do you focus on filling your lungs completely? Not just once when you give that sigh. When you give that sigh, your body is going, okay, dummy, you're not breathing deep enough, so we're going to make you breathe deep right now. And you give that, and people go, what's the matter? I don't know. If you start to focus throughout the day, don't hyperventilate with it, but if you start to focus throughout the day, breathing so that your belly rises, so you fill that bottom third of your lungs consistently, breath after breath, I promise you, your heart rate will change. And over a period of time, weeks, maybe months, the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system will start to balance the way they're supposed to. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with Dr. Matt Andre. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's all the same. Only the names will change.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, PainPod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The PainPod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the PainPod for only $200, including shipping. PainPod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PainPod banner ad today to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Gary Lawrence will come on from the University of Long Island at Brooklyn to talk about the truth about saturated fats. I think that clinicians are going to have to stop bashing saturated fats if they look at the science behind it. And we're going to be talking about that later in the show. Right now we're talking with Dr. Matt Andre about heart rate variability. Why is it important? What you can do? So I made a statement about breathing deeply, Matt. You want to comment on what I said going into the break?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know how much you know about or have looked into like the guys who do heart math.
I'm familiar with heart math. I am familiar with it.
Yeah, a form of biofeedback in essence. And what they talk about, and really what we talk about too, is that what we want, the goal is what we call coherence. You want your brain, you want your heart, and you want your breathing to be all on the same page. And there's only two of those three that you have any control over, and that's really your breathing from a moment-to-moment basis. That's your breathing and your thoughts. And if you can control those, you'll pull the heart rate with it.
Interesting.
And it's absolutely true. The best way to increase your heart rate variability on a moment-to-moment basis is to breathe more deeply. When you're under sympathetic drive, you are breathing shallowly
right.
to get rid of CO2, and you don't oxygenate the lower part of your lungs, which is actually where two-thirds of your blood flow goes.
Right.
So to get blood, to get oxygen into your tissues, which is where you need it, you need to breathe deeply, and that is the same thing that slows your heart rate down. When you don't do that, we just keep ourselves in this sympathetic drive constantly, over and over and over again. But there are things that people can do, and you know, yoga, just doing deep breathing exercises yourself, if you never want to do yoga, will make a difference for how your whole body works, probably your lifespan. And in the Eastern cultures, they don't talk about, you know, you don't use up your heartbeats too quickly. You don't use up your breaths too quickly. They say you only get so many breaths.
They talk about breath. That's right. And interestingly enough, I remember reading a book about breathing from an Eastern philosophical standpoint. And one of the things I learned is that when you breathe, you should be breathing like count 3 to 4 times as you breathe in. Hold your breath technically for a count of 1 to 2 and then breathe out for 4 to 5. You should be breathing out more than breathing in because it's harder to expel the air than it is to inhale the air.
That's right. And when you leave the air in your lungs for longer, you're forcing some of those alveoli open so that you get even more areas that are getting oxygenated blood flow. And that's why holding that air is really key.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. So when I started to rediscover deep breathing as part of my protocol to bring myself back from the brink of yet another cardiac issue, I found out that when I did breathe deeply, because I hadn't been breathing deeply for a long time, when I did breathe deeply, I had this sensation in my lungs that I wanted to cough. And I thought, wow, my lungs are not accustomed to expanding that much any longer. So I practice it, and now I can take a full-on deep breath, and I don't have that stimulation like, oh, I got to cough it out now all of a sudden. You know what I'm talking about, Matt?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. When we do measurements of heart rate variability for people, it's actually it's driven so much by your breath. When you take a deep breath in, your heart rate speeds up just a little bit. When you're breathing out, it slows down just a little bit, and that's what should be producing most of the variability that's occurring within, a given period of time for people's heart rate. If you breathe shallowly, which you do under that sympathetic drive, that's what takes away a lot of that variability.
And that is what imposes the dysrhythmia associated with even moderate snoring. If you are snoring and I did a survey, some 2,600 men said they snored, and I think 18 said that they didn't. If you are snoring, you need to try to find ways to manage it, because I don't care if you have full-on sleep apnea. If you are snoring, your body's interpretation of that is somehow air is being restricted. Your body wants smooth, unobstructed airflow. And if you're snoring, it's not unobstructed. Just remember that. And that will affect the rhythm of your heart during the waking hours and how sensitive it becomes to the variability between in-breath and out-breath. And it gets wacky after a while. Your heart rate doesn't want to adhere to a normal rhythm, it starts to go all over the place.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, of particular importance, especially with a lot of the listeners that I know you have, Carl, and you and I talk a lot about hormone management. And guys, if they're on the bubble of having some apnea, they really need to watch when they start taking testosterone, because as you get more mass in the neck, even if it's good mass and muscle, if you can constrict that airway a little further. So you need to pay more attention to your breathing and your breathing at night. Maybe even go get it checked out. If you do that and you start to get your testosterone levels fixed.
And you don't need a CPAP machine. I found the mouthpiece that helped me. It keeps my jaw from falling back and keeps my airway open, and it's easy to sleep with, and I don't snore anymore as a result of it. So
those do a great job. It's hard for hospitals to make money on them. So
yeah, I know. They don't promote
the other things.
They want to give you that CPAP machine instead. But the other thing that I wanted to mention about heart rate variability is that it's important for you to pay attention, but you can't really assess your own heart rate variability. And that's why doctors who are in the know, like Dr. Andre, have invested in equipment that is sensitive enough to diagnose and give you a readout of what your heart rate variability is. So when a patient comes into your clinic, do you automatically include this now as part of their physical?
When we're doing functional medicine, and as I mentioned yesterday, I was in a conversation with someone, and we were talking about, well, what is functional medicine? And all we could come up with was it was anything except dysfunctional medicine.
Right.
But, really looking at not about how do we define disease and then trying to get people in a state of not disease, because that's arbitrary where you set those goals. For so many things that people go to the doctor for, it gets defined by they just chop off 2.5% on the high end, 2.5% on the low end, and call the rest normal.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
What we want is optimal. We want functional. We want that tight range of really good function. And that's really what our goal should be. Yes, we include this now for any of our patients that want. Sometimes people come in, and if they come in our office, we deal with whatever problem is up. But when we get them to the place where we're really, okay, let's talk about prevention. Let's talk about really getting to the root of these problems. Heart rate variability is a great way to give someone a concrete example and evidence of what their stress is doing to them, how their cortisol system is and their adrenal function is affecting their body. And it's something that you can measure and you can see get better as people get more healthy.
And it just takes some focus. At first, it takes awareness. Once you're aware of what is actually happening in your body, then you can focus on changes. And the changes are easy. Breathing deeply, meditation, eliminating things in your life that are causing you stress. And if you can't eliminate them, then learning to deal with stress differently. You know, if you've been to the edge of the abyss in your life, and most people have, and you've looked in and realized that you've survived, it makes it easier to deal with stress because sometimes you have to have that attitude like, hey, look, I got no control over this, so I'm just not going to worry about it.
That's right. You want to be like the palm tree, kind of move with the wind.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what you have to do. Okay, I want to take our last commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something that I discovered that you and I talked about a little bit yesterday, and that is baroreflex, which could be one of the earliest signs that somebody is having issues with the parasympathetic-sympathetic tone. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. His website is andremedicalservices.com. If you're in the Midwest, if you can get to Indiana very easily, this is the doctor that's worth driving to. Dr. Matt Andre. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Anybody who watched the Preakness this past week, you saw Gary Stevens, an elderly jockey who broke just about every bone in his body in a terrible fall, who's a spokesperson for GLC Direct, by the way, win the Preakness wearing pants that said Actistatin. Actistatin is the new product that will be released shortly from GLC. It is a glucosamine chondroitin product that has 100% bioavailability. It's an amazing product. He attributes his ability to get back on a horse at this late age all to GLC and Sean Madeira over there. So great stuff. By the way, Matt, guess what I'm eating today for my two meals while I'm in the studio?
Raw milk.
Yeah, no, better than that. First day colostrum.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I got my farmer had a cow that calved, and he gave me sold me a gallon and a half of raw, unpasteurized colostrum. So I'm working my way through that right now. Anyway, okay.
Can't beat that.
Okay. Explain what baroreflex is first for the audience, Matt.
Sure. Baroreflex is it has to do with that balance between parasympathetic and sympathetic activity as related to the heartbeat and to blood pressure itself. You've got stretch receptors in your blood vessels, particularly in the aorta and in the neck, and the carotid sinus. People might know that term. And when these stretch, that tells you that that tells the body the blood pressure is going up. And to try to balance that, it sends those nerve signals to a place in the brainstem, the solitary tract, that actually then stimulates the vagus nerve to slow down the heart rate and reduce the cardiac output and bring the blood pressure back down. And that can actually, we use that for a lot of conditions, like people that get into bad heart rhythms, we'll actually have them do a Valsalva maneuver, you know, where you like bear down basically, and this will increase that that activity of those sinuses and slow down the heart rate.
Now, a symptom of barrel reflex for the average person out there is if you're laying down and you stand up quickly and you get lightheaded and you have to hold on to something, this is an example of barrel reflex not at its best. Is that a true statement?
Well, it's doing the opposite. It takes a second or a few seconds sometimes for the body to increase the blood flow to the brain because things drop very quickly. And people that take a lot of medications, diuretics, something like that, you're basically reducing the stretch in those vessels, and you can't mount that response. So you want to be able to mount it, but when it gets to where you've got things that are inhibiting that normal reflex, yeah, you stand up too quickly, and boom, down you can go.
Okay, so now let's talk about something that I like to call cardiac variability, if you will, okay? So when somebody is an athlete, and they're accustomed to lots of different degrees of stress on the body and recovering quickly, barrel reflex is very sensitive. It shifts very quickly. You don't feel it. You jump up and so on. You don't have these sensations where you're going to pass out when you stand up and so on. One of the things that was the early sign to me when my heart rhythm change occurred was the loss of barrel reflex. I would squat, rack the bar, and come down on my knees because I would get so lightheaded, I could feel my blood pressure dropping out from under me, okay? So as I healed my heart with a variety of different techniques all working together, including some supplements that I admit that I take, like thymus and beta-4 and so on, I started to perform religiously on leg and back day, my heaviest days, an exercise, a routine, and this is what it was. So after I finished squatting, instead of racking the bar immediately, I would stand there with the bar across my back, or if it was a power squat machine, the pads across my shoulders, or if it was the deadlift, the bar in my hand as I stood erect, and I would listen to my heart, because on that last rep, my heart would be pounding. I would wait. I would not rack the bar or drop the bar until my heart recovered under that load. And my thinking was, instinctively, my thinking was, if my heart can recover and I can keep it together while this load is still bearing down on me, while I'm still gripping this load and my body is locked, then I am going to develop a greater degree of sensitivity to barrel reflex. What do you think about that? Was I wrong? Was I right?
I think that's probably a pretty reasonable way to think about that, Carl. I think that does practice the body, you know, when people just, that's why, you know, what it reminds me of is when we have people who are doing, stress tests and so forth, we do most of our intense monitoring after the stress is over.
Bingo.
Because we want to look at how the body recovers. And in essence, you're forcing your body to have, allowing it to have the opportunity to recover and say, okay, I'm not under great danger here. We can handle this. And it may be doing a significant portion of the actual benefit you're getting from the lift by waiting that amount of time.
Well, and see, the reason I did this, Matt, was because whenever I had these episodes of almost syncope and passing out, it was always after I racked the bar. It was always after I dropped the bar. It wasn't during the training.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I started thinking, maybe my problem is my body has the new altered approach to recovery. It's not recovering properly. As soon as I'm done working, the shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic is so abrupt that it's just falling apart. So that's when I thought, well, you know what? I'm not going to let go of the weight. I'm going to stand there with the weight, and I'm going to listen to my heart go from that wild, rapid beat to a more recovered beat before I rack the bar. And then I rack the bar, and I'm comfortable racking the bar. It's like I just drop it or put, and I get out from under it. And I have no chance. My heart rate is just cruising right along.
You know, and that part of that is just consciousness. You're letting the other parts of your brain get involved in the mix and be able to assist in what you're trying to get done. But, you know, I mean, I think one of the sort of, you know, fundamental paradigms that goes with our concept of what is aging is the loss of these tight couplings.
Yes.
Tight couplings of mechanisms that are built to balance each other and work together. They start to split apart, and we start to lose those. And then that leaves gaps that other dysfunctions can occur. So I think that's a great way to think about it, and sort of training the body to be able to recover more efficiently. And I think, one thing it does, if nothing else, is it demonstrates that you've got a great ability, especially with the loads you told me you were lifting, allowing the body to recover that parasympathetic drive instead of being driven sympathetic the whole time.
Yeah, and you know what? And part of it is what you just hit on too. There is one of the things that happens as you age is you start to instinctively become afraid. You're like, oh my God, I'm getting old now. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I wonder if I'm going to hurt myself. Am I pushing myself too hard? Am I going to crash? Am I going to die? When that music plays too often, you start to disconnect with a sense of confidence that kind of is the glue that holds it all together. Well, that was the other thing that I was doing. I was challenging that fear. I was saying, no, I'm not going to drop the bar. I'm going to leave it on my back, and I'm going to be fine with this, and I'm going to stand here for as long as I have to. And then I started to develop this sense of confidence that translated into greater strength anyway, but it translated into my ability to not drive my heart rate with angst.
Yeah, that's right. You know, not only would I use the word confidence, I'd use the word peace. You found a way to have peace under the pressure.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
And that's the key to adaptation, period.
Yes. And you know what? And I'm one of those people, there's always a lot of noise in my head when it comes to lifting heavy, because I do tend to be a bit more on the fearful side than the confident side when it comes to that. And so you're right. And I've thought about this in the past. How can I know I can lift this weight. How can I keep my mind out of it from keeping me, from sabotaging me from lifting this weight? And by practicing this at the end of these heavy movements, it's starting to give me that peace under pressure that you just talked about. That's exactly it. You're right. And I never thought about it that way.
It's so much like, we talk about helping people become more present by focusing on their body, focusing on their breath. And it forces you to get your mind from just thinking about your thoughts. When you pull it into awareness to what's going on in your body, you naturally drive parasympathetic activity. You naturally slow things down. You naturally help things get out of that sympathetic overdrive that we're all living in all the time. And it's that being able to be present with knowing what's going on and aware of what's going on in your body. Man, that's one of the secrets to happiness and peace, period.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that a lot. Matt, real quick, in just a couple of minutes, how long does it take for somebody to truly start to alter the shift in sympathetic and parasympathetic tone?
Wow. Well, in a sense, you can do it instantaneously by just becoming more aware of your breath, using breath work. Some of the work my father does from a chiropractic standpoint can actually make changes very quickly, but they're not necessarily super durable. They're somewhat durable. The other things you have to do is you got to be able to work on your social stressors that are there, and you got to work on your nutrition. If you got leaky gut syndrome and you're firing off your immune system all the time because your gut's not healthy, you're going to stay in that sympathetic drive just based on eating. So you got to work on getting your amino acid input up. You got to have your gut have a good firm barrier that protects you from your own immune system inappropriate activation. You got to have enough dopamine, theanine, and good amino acids that drive your catecholamine production and your dopamine production that keep that baseline parasympathetic activity working.
Not to mention the effects that a leaky gut has on directly, mechanically on the vagus nerve, which is called Rommel syndrome. When the leakage hits the nerves and causes the nerves to tell the heart to fire wrong. It's like shorting out a wire. And we did a whole show on that a few years ago. Very, very interesting. Listen, I know you're busy. You're moving offices. You're seeing patients. Thank you for coming on today. This is really
welcome,
a good
Carl.
Discussion. Really, really good stuff.
Appreciate it.
Go to Andre Medical Services today if you want to find a doctor that you can really be proud to call your doctor, Dr. Matt Andre. Take care, Matt.
Thanks, Nate Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, Dr. Gary Lawrence will be joining us. We're going to talk about saturated fats. We're going to look at saturated fats from a scientific standpoint, not from a zealot-like standpoint, and find out the truth. Are saturated fats bad for you? We'll be right back.
My name Wale, and I can't you get it, can't you get it, can't you get it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, welcome back. We're joined now by Dr. Glenn Lawrence. He's with Long Island University of Brooklyn in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry. And we're going to be talking about saturated fats. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lawrence.
I'm glad to be here.
My pleasure. Okay, so first of all, where did this notion that saturated fats were bad for us occur? I know that it came about in around the 70s.
Well, actually, it was before that. In the late 1950s, early 60s, there was a big, actually, in 1948, they started the Framingham Heart Study.
Right.
And at that time, they were quite sure that cholesterol was bad for heart disease and so on. And they wanted to see what kinds of fats would increase serum cholesterol. So they started doing studies to find out. You know, actually, one of the studies was quite interesting. It was at a mental institution in New England, and I think it was Boston University or Boston College mm-hmm. people that were running the study. And they had 36 different diets, and they had these people in a mental institution who had to eat, you know, these diets. So what they did is they give them the same diets for about 4 weeks and see what happened to their blood cholesterol. And so they found that if coconut oil was used, the blood cholesterol went up. And if butter was used, the blood cholesterol went up compared to a control diet, which they tried to make like a typical American diet at the time. So then they tried, you know, things, you know, polyunsaturated vegetable oils, and they found that the blood cholesterol went way down. So, you know, after a few years of this, you know, they went through several, you know, like 36 diets 4 weeks at a time, and then the control diet every few weeks in between and so on. They had huge amounts of data. And it was an interesting thing also is that their control diet, when they first gave it to the people, you know, the levels were, I think, about 240. And then later on in the study, when they gave the control diet, the levels of cholesterol were about 220. So
that's not that big of a shift, really.
Yeah, no, it's not a huge shift, but, you know, if you're at 240, your doctor's going to be pushing statins, whereas if you're at 220, he'll say, well, we'd like you to take statins, but I'm not going to push it too hard, you know?
Well, and then, you know, and this is a discussion perhaps for another show, but maybe you can also opine on this as well. You know, there are a lot of people coming forth today and saying Dr. Keyes was wrong, that cholesterol is corollary to atherosclerosis and is not the villain in the whole thing, and that the body needs cholesterol. It's a very, very important hormone precursor. It's very important for cellular replication. It's so important to us that we need to rethink cholesterol, and some are actually calling it the cholesterol myth. Do you have any opinion on that at all?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, the thing is that most of the problems with cholesterol are related to genetics in, you know, relatively small amount, and has to do with the diet in terms of cholesterol levels. You know, like your cholesterol will go up and down with diet. And in fact, later on, I think it was in the 90s, some people did studies comparing palm oil and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
So palm oil has like 50% saturated fat, whereas olive oil is only, I think, 10 or 15% saturated fat. And they wanted to just see. And both of them have a lot of monounsaturated. So anyway, they found that there was no difference in, you know, people's cholesterol levels. If they had the same people and gave them one for a while and then gave them the other diet for a while, there was really no change in their cholesterol with these, you know, relatively large changes in saturated fats in their, you know, main components of their diet. So, you know, this idea that that the saturated fats are going to be bad for you never had any real validity. You know, it's just people made assumptions that if saturated fats raise your cholesterol, then this is going to be bad for you, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, and we'll get off this subject here real quick, but there's a couple really good studies from the University of Hawaii showing that elderly people with the highest cholesterol level seem to fare better than elderly people without. So, you know, that's a whole other issue, obviously, about whether cholesterol is good or bad.
Right, right. And in fact, you know, I spent some time in the Philippines, and I found an article there that showed that people who live in countries where coconut oil is their main source of fat have the lowest incidence of heart disease in
yes.
the world, even though the other studies showed that it raises your cholesterol.
And you know? I eat coconut oil right out of the I get coconut oil from the Philippines, believe it or not, and I eat
uh-huh.
it. I eat it like with a spoon because it's still cool out and it still solidifies. But I'm not afraid of saturated fat. Okay, so let's get back to this subject at hand. So you did a meta-analysis of all of the research out there to discover whether or not saturated fat really is linked to health issues?
Well, I didn't really do a meta-analysis. What I did, you know, I've been reading this literature for years. You know, I started doing research on, you know, mostly on polyunsaturated fats back in the early 1980s. And, Most of the work that I did was concerned with the peroxidation, the oxidation of these polyunsaturated fats that form aldehydes and all kinds of other toxic products that are not healthy for you, that, you know, increase cancers and aging and that sort of thing. And so when, you know, people started spouting about, you know, how they had to lower saturated fats and increase polyunsaturated fats, I said, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't sound like the right advice because, okay, you might have fewer deaths from heart disease, but people are going to start getting all these other complications and problems from the polyunsaturated fats.
Right, right.
And it took a long time for research to, you know, prove all of this because, you know, it takes long times for these studies. But eventually, you know, it's been shown pretty convincingly that, you know, especially the omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids are doing lots of bad things to us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And when we start, you know, we talk on this show a lot about ancestral diets, not simply from the standpoint of what did our ancestors eat, but also what was the quality and nature of the food that they ate. So when we talk about beef, we talk about grass, pasture-fed, grass pasture-finished cows yielding the beef. And we know that cows that are raised in factory farms that are fed grains and corn and soy, the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 is really out of balance. It's 26, 1 to 26, where cows that are raised and on grass and pasture fed, they have a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-3 to omega-6, which is better, more complementary to, you know, the inflammatory response, creating a healthy inflammatory response, if you will.
Right. Actually, the numbers I saw were closer to 3-to-1, but still, that's very good, you know, compared to 15 or 20-to-1.
Yeah, yes.
And also with salmon as well, you know, with farm-raised salmon, they're feeding them corn products now and and so their omega-3 is going down, too, because they're not eating the algae that was rich in omega-3.
It's sad. It's sad. You know, and that's why I'm a big proponent of decentralizing the food supply back to a more Renaissance style where you're getting stuff from your locally sourced farms and so on. But that's another discussion. So you talk about the peroxidation of these fats. That's really where the damage occurs, right, with fats in general?
Yeah, that's right. And so what, you know, this peroxidation process can be initiated by a variety of things. And generally these polyunsaturated fats are in the cell membranes. And this is where the body generally puts them. And, they play important roles in the cell membrane in terms of signaling and so on for hormones and that sort of thing. And if these polyunsaturated fatty acids in the cell membrane start breaking down due to oxidation, then you start getting leaky membranes and the cell has to spend a lot more energy trying to just repair this. And if it becomes too extensive, it kills the cell. And so this lipid peroxidation process has been known for a long time to, actually, it's probably a leading cause of cancers in many cases. You know, there are certainly many other things in our environment today which are causing cancers, you know, various types of pollutants. But a lot of them also trigger some of this lipid peroxidation going on in cells, too.
Okay, what I want to do – oh, good, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. You were going to say something?
No, and well, it's just that a lot of these lipid peroxidation products, they can alter the DNA and cause mutations, which can lead to cancer, as well as, you know, destroying parts of the cells and so on.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you, if saturated fats are not the culprit, then what is or what can affect this lipid peroxidation that is obviously the reason for the problem. We're talking this hour with Dr. Glenn Lawrence. He also has a book called The Fats, F-A-T-S, The Fats of Life, Essential Fatty Acids in Health and Disease. And it is published by Rutgers University Press. And you can find that at Amazon.com and where finer books are sold. Make sure you use the entire name, The Fats of Life, Essential Fatty Acids in Health and Disease, because apparently there is another book out there, I was just told, not to be confused with this one here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Glenn Lawrence. We're talking about saturated fats. And we're going to talk a little bit about lipid peroxidation. So if the fats themselves are not intrinsically bad for us, but this lipid peroxidation process can create byproducts that are bad for us. What influences lipid peroxidation, Dr. Lawrence?
Well, it's the polyunsaturated fatty acids that are susceptible to this lipid peroxidation.
Really?
So, yeah, and not saturated and not monounsaturated. Monounsaturated, technically you could get them oxidized, but it's not simple. The polyunsaturated, though, are very easily oxidized by this method.
Dr. Paul Dudley White talked about in the 30s, things like corn oil are high in polyunsaturated fats, right?
And we're
being told by mainstream dietary organizations that these are the oils we should be using.
That's right. And the reason they're telling you that is simply because they lower blood cholesterol. And, you know, but everyone in the heart disease area, you know, all of the researchers and scientists completely ignored everything else and focused on heart disease. Well, you know, and the fact is, and somebody, Ramsden, Christopher Ramsden and his colleagues did a meta-analysis, and they found that if you looked at lowering blood cholesterol with just omega-6 polyunsaturated oils, you know, which is mainly corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, mm-hmm. they have virtually no omega-3 in them, then there was no reduction in heart disease. Whereas if there was some omega-3 in them, you know, and soy oil has a fair amount of omega-3 and canola and there are some others that have omega-3s, then there was, you know, quite a good reduction in heart disease.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, a lot of studies have shown that the omega-3s reduce inflammation, also reduce asthma in terms of the severity of the asthma.
Right.
Reduce all kinds of other things that are related to inflammation.
So saturated fat cannot undergo lipid peroxidation. This is amazing.
No, they don't. They're completely stable, and so they're the best things to be frying with as well.
Right.
You know, but the thing is, if you have small amounts of the polyunsaturated fatty acids in something that you classify as saturated, you know, those polyunsaturated that are in there can also get oxidized as well.
Right.
You know, such as in lard or in, you know, butter has, well, actually butter has very little polyunsaturated in it.
But what ends up happening is, as a result of them riding along, they implicate the saturated fat as being the bad guy. But really, the bad guy is not the saturated fat; it's the residual polyunsaturated fatty acids that are within there.
Right, and so when you heat these things to high temperatures, those start breaking down, and it's mostly things that have a lot of saturated fats in them that people use for cooking at high temperature, and so you know, it's just that the small amounts of polyunsaturated fatty acids in those are what are breaking down and probably doing most of the damage.
Let's talk a little bit about genetics for a second. So, you know, we know one of the things that's come to the forefront recently and made it into the mainstream media is the APOE allele, which makes those individuals who have this genetic modification, that things like fish oil are not good for them, right?
For the APOE
allele, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm not too familiar with that study.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. So let's talk about: are there people out there that genetically saturated uh-huh. fat is not good for them? Maybe they have a polymorphism because their DNA evolved under conditions where saturated fats were just not available in the diet to their ancestors.
Yeah, well, it's very likely that there are, but I don't think anyone's actually done a study to find those people who are going to be most susceptible to having, you know, saturated fats doing something harmful to them. Now, in terms of the polyunsaturated fatty acids, it turns out that those, you know, we have specific receptors in the body mm-hmm. that sense when you're getting polyunsaturated fatty acids in the diet, so you stop, you decrease the amount of cholesterol that you make. And that's, you know, this is the mechanism by which it works. And it affects many other metabolic pathways as a result of having those present. And, you know, when you have more saturated fats present, they trigger other mechanisms for handling the saturated fatty acids. And actually, the saturated fatty acids are being metabolized, you know, for example, in coconut oil, where you have a lot of short-chain saturated fatty acids, those get metabolized quickly to transform them into something else.
Hmm.
And actually, some studies have shown that if you give animals, for example, you know, chimpanzees or monkeys, a lot of polyunsaturated fatty acids in their diet, they break it down very quickly so that they don't have a lot of it you know, being stored in the body and susceptible to this lipid peroxidation. So it seems that most organisms have developed a mechanism to try to get rid of excess polyunsaturated fatty acids, but keep enough around to, you know, satisfy our
healthy,
you know,
healthy
essential.
Yeah, because obviously you don't want to suppress, for instance, the inflammatory response completely. There's a healthy inflammatory response, and there's an unhealthy.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So I mean, things like arachidonic acid in chronic inflammation is a problem, but you don't want to do away with it because arachidonic acid plays a vital role to tissue repair and other mechanisms that are critical for life. So.
Right, but if you substitute omega-3s, then you have a slightly different character in there doing more or less the same thing, but it doesn't do it as intensely as the products from arachidonic acid do. So the EPA in the omega-3s works in the same way that arachidonic acid does, but it's not as intense a player. You know, it kind of modulates the inflammatory response, but still allows it to happen.
Interesting. A lot of the discussion about saturated fats and fats in general always comes from the standpoint of their atherogenic effects. What about other health conditions, cancers, and so on? Are any of these fats implicated in influencing other diseases to a greater degree? And if so, is saturated fats one of those that we, when we look at them in this context, well, they're really not that good for you?
Well, you know, years ago I was doing some work with people on cancer, and, you know, this was back in the 1980s. There was a lot of studies going on then that were showing that more polyunsaturated fatty acids were promoting cancers, whereas, you know, more saturated fatty acids suppress the cancers.
Mm.
Now, it turns out, I remember some studies where they looked at fish oils or omega-3 fatty acids, and they found that there were much less cancers with those than there were with vegetable oils, which were primarily omega-6. So there was a big difference then in how these different polyunsaturated fatty acids, omega-3 versus omega-6, were behaving in terms of cancer. And then, with the saturated fats, there was just, you know, much less cancer. But one of the things they found was if the total fat intake was very high, then there were more cancers. But, you know, even if people had a lower percentage of polyunsaturated in their diet and more saturated, if you eat more fat, you're just going to have more of those polyunsaturated getting in. You know,
right.
So,
the net load is increased. So it's not, even though you may only have 2% of your diet as puffers, when that 2% is equal to 100 grams a day, you know, you're still going to have some problems with it, obviously.
Yeah. But also with asthma, you know, people have done studies with omega-3s again with the asthma versus omega-6, and they found, you know, very significant differences, particularly in women who are pregnant. If they're taking omega-3s, their offspring are much less likely to develop asthma as children, if they had sufficient omega-3s in their diet.
What about the brains of individuals and even the brains of their offspring in the instance where they're getting a higher omega-6, let's say, than omega-3 in their diet? Is some of that stuff really playing out? I've heard lots of rumblings about, you know, greatest mood stability, healthier brains from higher omega-3s than omega-6s, and where do saturated fats fit into that equation?
Yeah, well, the saturated fats, you know, our body makes them anyway. So the brain incorporates mostly saturated fats. You know, the palmitic acid is the primary saturated fatty acid in almost every organism. And so our brain incorporates a lot of that, but the second most abundant in the brain is docosahexaenoic acid, which is an omega-3.
Right.
Now, if you're not getting enough of that in the diet, whether the pregnant mother is not getting it, the fetus doesn't get enough, or soon after the child is born, if they don't get very much in the diet, you know, their brain is rapidly developing in the first, 6 or 8 years, and especially in the first 2 or 3. They need to have quite a lot of this omega-3 present. If they don't, they will use omega-6s to replace the docosahexaenoic. And, there are lots of theories out there, but it's difficult to prove that a lot of these neurological disorders could be related to having a deficiency of omega-3s.
Interesting.
And, things such as epilepsy, I'm just trying to think of some of them off the top of my head. I've got a lot of, I have a whole chapter on the neurological disorders in my book, as well as neurodegenerative diseases.
I was just going to say, I would imagine related. Things like Parkinson's disease. We know Parkinson's disease is influenced by certain hormonal factors, but I can't help but believe that the presence of fat or the right kinds of fats have some sort of protective mechanism at the substantia nigra, because we know that there's an overexpression of inflammation in the substantia nigra, which would lead me to believe that the wrong fats are at play there.
Yeah, and that it's very likely. The trouble is it's so difficult to do that kind of research,
right. And the truth of the matter is, Dr. Lawrence, when we look at where funding comes from for research, no one really wants to know that. They just want to know what drug intervention could mitigate the symptoms or prolong the patient's ability to deal with the symptoms. Then let's find out why it happens in the first place. There's very little funding for those kind of things. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Good. I'm sorry. Good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on to your thought. Okay. Just hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you want to read more about this, you can get Dr. Glenn Lawrence's book, The Fats of Life, Essential Fatty Acids in Health and Disease. Make sure you include that second portion there. And it is a Rutgers University Press printed book. You can get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, where finer books are sold. But be sure to look for The Fats of Life, Essential Fatty Acids in Health and Disease to find the right book. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Glenn Lawrence. We're talking about saturated fats, but fats in general. Fats are the bad guy. But really they're not. You know, you only have to apply critical thinking to realize that, ancestrally, fats have played a very, very important role in our diets. And we've gotten here today, eating lots of fats, a lot of the fats that the mainstream will tell you are bad for you. If they were really bad for you, we would have been extinct by now because we ate a lot of these fats. And I want to shift over now for a second and talk exclusively about animal fats. We're talking about coconut oil and stuff like that, Dr. Lawrence. Obviously, part of the vegan slash vegetarian agenda is that it does not contain dangerous animal fats. And the one animal fat I'd like to talk about first, and whenever we talk about beef on this show, Dr. Lawrence, we're always talking about ruminant animals that are raised like ruminant animals. They're not eating corn. They're not eating grain. They're not eating, you know, these artificial diets. They are eating grass pasture fed diets. These animals contain something called stearic acid, and I've looked into stearic acid. There seems to be some real benefits in stearic acid. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Well, I mean, stearic acid is just another one of the saturated fatty acids, and they just happen to make more of it. I guess it's the genetics of the cows that gets them to make, you know, add these extra two carbons on relative to what most other animals do, you know, like ourselves. Most of the saturated fatty acids we make are 16 carbons, whereas the stearic acid is just 18 carbons. So, some people tried to make a big thing of how stearic acid doesn't raise the cholesterol
right.
as much as certain other ones. But, you know, my whole point is that, you know, these changes in cholesterol as a result of changing some of the fatty acids in the diet is probably moot. You know, it's not something that's really causing the diseases that they claim cholesterol is causing.
Right.
So,
right.
I would say that the stearic acid really is, you know, it's really benign. And, you know, once we get it in our bodies, you know, whether we metabolize it quickly or slowly, I'm not sure. But, you know, it probably does just get stored with fat if we're storing it or metabolized if we're burning it.
Can a vegetarian vegan diet accomplish acquisition of all of the important and healthy fats exclusively from vegetation?
Yeah, I'm sure. In terms of the fats, you know, the biggest problem that vegans have are some of the vitamins,
yeah,
you know, in
yeah.
particular B12. But, you know, and a lot of people generally supplement the vegan diet with, you know, certain other substances that might, you know, provide them with some of those nutrients that aren't, you know, sufficient in a vegan diet. And, you know, and things, some of the minerals as well, you know, things like calcium, you don't get much of that in most vegetables. And, you know, that's an important element that you get in milk. You know, milk is one of the best sources for our calcium, magnesium, potassium, and so on. And, you know, it's unfortunate that milk got such a bad name back, you know, way back in the mid-20th century. You know, and they started making a lot of low-fat milk, but, you know, children started being taken off of milk at a very young age and given juice, which they found, you know, you get a lot more ADHD, you get a lot more, you know, autism might even be somewhat related to that. No one really knows for sure what's causing it, but, you know, diet could have a big influence on autism, you know, ADHD.
Well, it definitely has an influence on managing autism. We know that. We see children who are on the spectrum, when their diets are cleaned up, when they eliminate a lot of the processed man-made sugars, starches, grains, and these children eat more what is considered to my audience an ancestral diet. They become more manageable. A lot of the stomach issues go away. But I'll tell you something else that you'll appreciate. My audience is not afraid of milk, but we are advocates for real milk, raw, unpasteurized milk. And I'm proud to tell you that my lunch consists of a half gallon of first day colostrum from my farmer, which is full, which is full of fat, And I love it. I embrace it. So we,
I grew up on a farm. So, you know, we had fresh milk every day at home.
And you know what? It's great stuff. The pasteurized stuff with corn and grain raised cows, I can't speak to, but I can tell you that, you know, pasture fed cows, unpasteurized milk. I've been drinking it for close to 15 years now. Never got sick from it. And every time my farmer has a calf, he knows to save me some of the colostrum and I buy it from him. I bought a gallon and a half and I'm working on that today. But anyway, let's talk about this. Another phenomenon in those individuals who try to avoid fat in general, and especially animal fat, is greater consumption or reliance on carbohydrates. Isn't this really a big problem when we start talking about cholesterol? Let's not argue whether the cholesterol issue is a myth, but isn't this more of a factor when we talk about cholesterol?
Well, it's definitely more of a factor when you talk about heart disease, you know.
And
I think that's the thing, is we need to get off of this focus on cholesterol.
I gotcha.
You know, it's not the cholesterol. It's all of the other factors that have often been associated with cholesterol that you need to worry about. And so by switching from fats to carbohydrate, you end up producing more VLDL, which is probably worse than LDL in terms of causing heart disease and all kinds of other problems in the body. And so, we have to get off of this focus on cholesterol. You know, if somebody has extremely high cholesterol, they need to, you know, really watch out and be very careful about what they do. And they, you know, if it's extremely high, they probably should consider taking drugs for it. But if you're just in the, you know, what I would say marginally high, let's say around 240, 250, you know, that, you know, doctors are trying to get you to take these drugs, but that's not really, you know, it's not in the that much of a danger category, even though, you know, everybody says, you know, doctors look at a lot of the old data where, you know, they're looking at a whole population, you know, and if the whole population has more higher cholesterol, they have more heart disease, you know, but if you look at individuals, you know, it doesn't hold up as well, you know, like within a certain country and so on.
I completely agree.
I mean, you know, Ansel Keys, you know, way back, you know, he did that seven country study. And so he had 16 different cohorts. And one of the things he found was there was a good correlation between blood cholesterol and death from coronary heart disease. But if you looked at all deaths, there was no correlation whatsoever.
Right.
You know, if people had higher cholesterol, you know,
well, but
chances are that.
But he also didn't correct for
insulin resistance. That was not even in the mix back then. I mean, he didn't. I mean, we don't even know. That's a whole nother issue. We know now that people who have insulin resistance and frank diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, if it's not managed, they die of heart disease.
Oh, yeah, right. And, you know, there are so many other things, especially, you know, the sugars. And actually, I've done a lot of research on fructose recently, too, and looking at fructose degradation products and so on. Everything that they were blaming on saturated fats can be traced to fructose, which, you know, actually sucrose, which is table sugar, is half fructose, half glucose.
Right.
And this high fructose corn syrup is like more, you know, it's 55% fructose and less than 45% glucose. So, you know, the industry says, well, it's essentially the same as sucrose, doesn't make any difference. But when that fructose is floating around in solution by itself, it also gets oxidized easily and makes all of these nasty toxic substances, you know.
Really?
One of them that I've identified is formaldehyde, you know, and everybody knows that formaldehyde isn't something you want to get exposed to.
Not until you're dead.
When they have to put it. Yeah.
But you know, so are you saying through hydrolysis, when you take high fructose corn syrup to make a soda product, that there is some downstream production of even minuscule amounts of formaldehyde in that soda?
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding?
And actually, you know, the FDA has no specific limits on how much formaldehyde can be in your food. You know, the industry says, well, there's formaldehyde in apples and pears. And that's true, too, because these fruits have a lot of fructose, and fructose gets oxidized easily. Once you cut the fruit open and the browning process that takes place with apples, you know, there's a small amount of formaldehyde produced. You know, our bodies can tolerate small amounts of it, but, you know, if you're getting it constantly, that can be a big problem.
Wow.
And they found that formaldehyde, you know, exacerbates asthmatic symptoms. And I think that, you know, there's so much asthma that has appeared like in the 90s, you know, that a lot of that was probably coming from the high fructose corn syrup that started entering into all of our foods.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Now, no one's talked about the formaldehyde issue. This is really amazing.
No,
this is great stuff.
Right.
We have to
Well,
take...
actually, you know, I just found that, you know, a few years ago. I hadn't seen it either. You know, and I was doing some work in a lab with some students and so on. We started looking for different things, and we found formaldehyde was one of the products.
That's amazing. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to change the topic slightly. I want to talk about why... Obviously, this information is readily available and obvious to you as a scientist. Why are we not hearing more about this in the mainstream? We're going to talk about when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Glenn Lawrence. He's got a great book that you can get at Amazon.com. It is called The Fats of Life, Essential Fatty Acids in Health and Disease. Great book. Pick it up. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, A-M-N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
How y'all feel out there? Are you confused about fats? Well, be confused no longer. This is a message that we've been talking about on this show for a long time now. And it's great when this kind of message is punctuated by someone in the scientific community like Dr. Glenn Lawrence. But Dr. Lawrence, how are your colleagues dealing with this kind of stuff, number one? And why aren't more people picking up on this message and going, you know, maybe we were wrong?
You know, the biggest problem is there's this inertia, and also there's this kind of clique of people in the biomedical field who, you know, they support one another. They've been spouting this doctrine of, you know, low saturated fat, low fat diets for so many years. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. You know, this article that I guess you picked up on that just came out in Advances in Nutrition last week, where I'm trying to say that saturated fats are not so bad for you. That's the fourth journal I submitted it to. You know, the other reviewers, they look at these things and they say, oh, this is completely wrong. You know, if you look at so-and-so's articles, you know, and they just keep citing one another's articles, which don't really have much data, but keep saying the same thing over and over again so that people believe it. You know, it's just this, it's very difficult to get these things published in the scientific journals to begin with.
Well, you know, part of it has to be because they don't want to recant. They don't want to go back and say they were wrong, which is a very dangerous thing. But we find this in science in general. When logic loses out to zealot-like minds, then we lose all control on the truth, because these people are going to adhere to their message whether they're right or wrong because they refuse to be wrong.
Yeah, and it's not science. You know, the scientific method says that, well, if you find that your theory is not correct, you go back and, you know, come up with a new theory and test the new theory, you know,
right,
when after you've tested the old one. So, you know, they're just not willing to give it up for whatever reasons. And, you know, today, you know, their main reason for not wanting to give it up is because the pharmaceutical companies are making huge amounts of money on selling cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Statin drugs. They're trying to expand the purpose of statin drugs now to the inflammatory response. They're trying to expand them now to a variety of different reasons. In fact,
In fact, the reason that they work so well at preventing heart disease is probably has more to do with their anti-inflammatory effects than it has to do with lowering cholesterol.
Exactly. Yeah. But the problem with that is that the lowered cholesterol seems to have its own list of risks associated with it, as we see with the onset of dementia, as we see at the diminished CoQ10 production in the heart, which leads to congestive heart failure. So, you know,
That's the key thing is the diminished CoQ10 in the body. And in the United States, the doctors don't recommend to their patients to take CoQ10, which is ridiculous. You know, in Europe, they do recommend it.
And you shut down
the production of that in your body.
And here's my problem with this, right? So, and it's because, and it comes back to that mentality of not ever giving up your position, digging your heels in and fighting for your position, whether it be right or wrong. Every single statin drug out there could have 100 milligrams of ubiquinol in it. They could include it. They could say, you know, well, we figured this out. We made it better. But they're afraid of liability. They're afraid that people are going to say, wait a minute, you're admitting that it does this, so now we can sue you. My dad died of congestive heart failure. And that, so they won't give, so they figured, you know what? We'll just pile more deaths on top of it and act like we don't know about it. That is shameful. Yeah. And the FDA, this hollow organization, be they corrupt or be they ignorant, either one is unacceptable at this point in time. They stand by and don't force their hands and say, look, the linkage between CoQ10, heart failure, and statin drugs is clear. You guys either do something about it or we're not going to approve these drugs anymore. They just allow the mounting dead bodies. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very sad stuff. Very sad. So your colleagues are in support of this message?
Well, you know, many of the people that I know, and I've talked with, you know, I don't go to that many meetings because I'm at a small university. We don't get a lot of support for research and so on. So, you know, it's difficult to get out there and, you know, these meetings, they cost a lot of money to attend, these scientific meetings. And if you don't have funding, it's a lot of money out of your own pocket if you want to go.
Where is the Brooklyn campus of LIU?
It's right in downtown Brooklyn, across from Junior's Restaurant, and just across the Manhattan Bridge from Manhattan.
I went to City University of New York on J Street, and I think I used to get off the A train at J Street and Borough Hall exit. Are you in that area there?
Yeah. We're just like 8 or 10 blocks from J Street.
Wow, bunch of good universities. Polytechnic Institute down there. Edison.
I went to Pratt down the street from here.
Okay, all right. So I know we weren't going to go there. I'll be 55 this year, but when I was a kid, I used to sneak away and take the Myrtle Avenue bus up and walk to Pratt Institute. For those of you who don't know anything about this, Pratt Institute was the epitome of everything that was important about the late 60s, early 70s. It was an institute that was dedicated to those of artistic and creative bent. And the campus, there were people playing frisbee, playing folk music on guitars. It was an amazing event. I used to go there whenever I had a chance. My mom and dad didn't know. They would have killed me if they knew that I was taking the Myrtle Avenue. But you know what I did one day? I was walking past the table. And this woman came up to me. She was sitting at the table. She called me over, and she said, "You want to sign a petition to free Angela Davis?" And no one had asked. I must have been like maybe 12 years old. No one had ever asked me to do anything. I said, "Sure." So I filled out the petition. About 3 nights later, we're having dinner, and there's a knock at our apartment door, and it's 3 Black Panthers. They want to talk to Carl Lenore. That's me, right? So my father's name is Carmine. So he calls me to the door, and they both look at each other, and they look at my dad, and they start laughing, and they walk away. My dad goes to me, "Don't ever sign a petition again if you don't know what it is." But I you know what? That happened at Pratt Institute. Pratt Institute was magic back in the day. I don't know what it's like now. I don't know anything about it now.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's a lot different. I rarely go down there. It's only, about 8 or 10 blocks away, but
Great university. Great university.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you're doing great work. I don't know. I hope that there's a grassroots effort. You know, it's more important that people hear this message, to be honest, than the people who make policy, because we vote every day with our dollars. People need not be afraid of saturated fat. They must understand that it's the polyunsaturated fats that hold all of the dangers in fats. This is a message that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, particularly the omega-6. And it turns out that the omega-3 aren't oxidized as easily in the body as the omega-6 are. Once they get in the body, our body handles them slightly differently, and they're protected more against this oxidation. Yeah.
And I think Dr. Joseph Hiblin is on this. He's been on my show a couple of times, and I feel like he's been talking about the deleterious effects of all these omega-6s in the diet.
It's beginning to spread in the scientific community a little bit more now. And also milk, you know, that there have been several papers in the last couple of years saying, hey, milk isn't so bad, you know. We need to look at this again, you know.
Well, as long as the FDA doesn't allow them to put aspartame in it without labeling it aspartame, by the way, which is another thing that's going. Well, listen, Dr. Lawrence, thanks so much for making time to be on the show today. I think this is great work.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
You can get Dr. Lawrence's book by going to Amazon.com or where final books are sold. And remember, the fats of life, essential fatty acids in health and disease. It's critical that you use the entire title, because there is another book out there called The Fats of Life, and it's not Dr. Lawrence's book. This book is published by Rutgers University Press. Pick up a copy. It's a really great book. Also, I want to thank Dr. Matt Andrey for being on today. And suffering through all of the technical difficulties we've had today, I apologize to you, the listener. If you're listening to the podcast version, a lot of these things are probably going to be edited out, so it won't be as bad for you. But that's the nature of live radio. That's why a lot of people don't want to do it, but I'm here every day, and I will be here tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.